What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on Wednesday for FanDuel, March 24th. I flipped those words around, but I'm going to keep it going anyway. Be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today. We round out the bottom of my top 10 with Maxi Kleber, Michael Porter Jr., Luka Doncic, Marcus Smart, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. First up at number five, I'm going to the small forward spot, and I'm paying down for Malik Monk. He's just $3,800. That's $300 above the minimum, projected for 24.5. The goal is 35. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. Monk saw a bit of a minutes increase this last time out with LaMelo Ball out, so I'm assuming he starts to see a couple more minutes. And because he's 3,800, I think it's worth the risk. 0.87 fantasy points per minute normally, giving him a little bit of a bump. This is more of a 0.95 spot just because you're playing Houston. They're terrible defensively. It's a bit of a pace up spot for the Hornets. 16 points, so what you need is scoring out of Monk. No surprise there. 16 points, 3.5 boards, 2.5 assists. All told, it's a small forward spot that's usually pretty difficult to fill. If you can get Malik Monk $300 above the minimum in a spot where he could play 26 or more minutes, I'm pretty interested in that. Next up at number four, we're staying at the small forward spot, and we're staying on the same team. 7K Gordon Hayward, projected for 39. The goal is 46. He's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. Now, again, Hayward should see a bump with LaMelo Ball off the floor. Same matchup that we just talked about for Monk against Houston. 36 minutes, 1.08 fantasy points per minute, 25% usage, 21.7 boards, 4 assists, a stock and a half. Look, you're just getting a very firm outcome from Hayward. They should roll Houston. Hayward should be in a perfect opportunity to do sort of whatever he wants out there. I really like just getting to Charlotte in general, because a matchup against Houston is fantastic. And with LaMelo Ball out, salaries are still a little bit off, and everybody is going to get like a little bit bigger of a piece of the pie now. And that's pretty appealing to me. So that's why you see Hayward at 4 and Monk at 5. We're staying in the same game. Center eligible Christian Wood is my number 3. 8,100, projected for about 45. The goal is 50, and he's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. Same as Hayward. I'm expecting 34 minutes. He's had a day of rest, so I think he's just going to get his normal run. 1.32 fantasy points per minute here, 24.5 points, 10.5 rebounds, not much else, 2.5 stocks, which is important. Matchup against Charlotte is pace neutral. They're certainly not like a good defensive team by any means, whether it's Zeller or Biombo in there at the five. And Christian Wood is just going to have carte blanche to do a lot. It's him, it's John Wall, it's Victor Oladipo. No one else is really all that great of an offensive player on Houston, so I expect all three of them to look pretty good. But Christian Wood, even though he is center eligible now and not power forward eligible, I still want to get to him. I think he looks fantastic at 8,100. He was the number one contender yesterday, going to be number two today. Shooting guard eligible James Harden. He's 11,300, projected for 58, the goal 61.5. Optimal lineup 24% of the time. He's still without Kyrie. Basically the same setup that we had yesterday happening again today. Difficult matchup though. Pace neutral against Utah. Clearly Utah defensively pretty good, but not going to really stop me here. They've had some trouble with James Harden in the past. 37 minutes, 1.58 fantasy points per minute, 34% usage. And then we get to the fun stuff. 30 points, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Very much a threat for a triple-double. It's probably like a 40% chance that it happens. Maybe that's a little high. 35, we'll call. Either way. Look, you know what you're getting out of James Harden when there's no studs on the floor. There's no Kevin Durant. There's no Kyrie Irving. James Harden does everything. He's going to lead the team in points. He's going to lead the team in assists. It wouldn't even be crazy if he led the team in rebounds. He does everything when he is out there. He's a pretty safe option. Now, there are a lot of studs to pay up for today. But James Harden for 11-3 at shooting guard, I'm not going to stop rostering him. I didn't really know what to say there. He's just James Harden with no studs on the floor. We all know how to do this at this point. All right, now before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when it all goes live. Go to Twitter, follow me at Josh Engelman, and then underneath this video, hop in the comment section. Who's your least favorite? Who's your most favorite of my contenders? And if there's a contender you don't see here, let me know who I'm missing. And finally, the number one contender, power forward Kristaps Porzingis, 7,500, projected for 41.5. The goal is 48.3. He's in the optimal lineup 25% of the time. I gave him 33 minutes, 1.26 fantasy points per minute, a massive pace up spot against Minnesota, a team that is absolutely terrible defensively. This spot looks great for Porzingis. 22-9 is the baseline for points and rebounds. 2.5 stocks looks good. He should be able to do whatever he wants from an offensive perspective. I love this spot for Porzingis, and I love the price. 7,500 at power forward. You don't have to feel like you're spending all the way up. That is a pretty nice value option for Porzingis. Somebody with a 1.25 fantasy points per minute mark, if he has an outlier performance and gets to like 1.5 or 1.75, he's going to be essential today. I don't really expect him to leave this sort of area. Like, we can move some of these guys around, but Porzingis against Minnesota in this spot, even on an 11-game slate, he's somebody that I want to have in like 30, 35% of my lineups. I love it. Porzingis, the number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Wednesday, March 24th. I'm on the strategy show today with Lofi. Watch that. Process show is already in the books. Go watch that. I'm on Live Before Lock tonight with Greg Ehrenberg, so you cannot get away from me. Tune into all of it. Good luck tonight, everybody. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of The Contenders.